It's time now on KSMU for Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help. Today, Lisa Stenger and her daughter Stephanie Stenger Montgomery reflect on the family's philanthropy through the Lisa Stenger Foundation. Both ladies have literally led by example. Stephanie is the current board chair of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, a post her mother held in 1996, and each has served the community as president of the Junior League of Springfield.
Well, this takes us back to the early days. I was the president of the Junior League in 1986. The Junior League is really a learning place, teaching leadership. And I began to realize what my focus, in my heart, how I wanted to help. And it was really in the area of children and education and reading. We're big readers,
Yeah.
You and I are, for sure. But that's how I began. And when you came back, I wanted you to be a league member because I knew what it could do for you. And you had so much to bring to the league and leadership in the community. I was thrilled that you wanted to.
Well, I certainly wanted to follow in your footsteps. I was always very proud that my mother was out there being the volunteer that she was and the leader that she was, especially with the Junior League. As a kid, I think I and my siblings all associated giving to the community and helping the community with the Junior League because you were so active and we would follow you to your your events and the plaid door and that our favorite thing was when you all were testing recipes for the
Sassafras
cookbook and we all got to give our input as to which recipes we liked and which ones we didn't.
That was fun.
I was a senior in high school the year that you were the president of the Junior League. So when I came back to Springfield and started working with the family business, the real estate development, I was looking for a way to get involved in our community, to make it a better place. I knew that I wanted to give back because I had watched you and Dad all our lives. So I started by joining the Junior League. I'm glad that I started there because it really did train me how to be an active board member. As I followed your footsteps in the Junior League, you had also gone on to the Community Foundation of the Ozarks.
As you can tell, there are lots of Junior League members serving on community boards. And I was very interested in the Community Foundation after I retired. That's how I became involved. In 1996, I became chairman of the board of the foundation, and we were having some really exciting times, having some more growth. At that time, we had five staff, 130 funds, and we had $13 million.
It is an organization that's much bigger now, given over $250 million in grants. We have 49 affiliates.
And we had one when I was the chairman. NXA.
And NXA's still
a big one.
Yes. The community report card came out when I was active. And so in reading the community report card, the Junior League started Isabel's House. So I was the president of the Junior League when Isabel's House opened. From there, I got more interested in the community as a whole. And the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, leading the charge with the community report card, really allowed me to look at the bigger picture of Springfield and the needs that we really have here. We all have to give our time to city boards and nonprofit boards and our churches, our everything. If we don't get involved, our community itself will stagnate. And the Community Foundation is at the center of making Springfield a better place, and I wanted to be part of that.
We're all trying to give to our communities in the ways that we are most capable of doing. And as we grew as a family and were privileged to have money that we could give to the community, the foundation seemed to be the right place to put our money. The foundation brings together a cohesive group of donors, let alone the projects and the agencies. It also gets you in touch with what's out there in the community that you might not have known.
They have a wealth of knowledge and excitement, and they really want people to learn how to give in the best way possible. I think the Community Foundation does a really good job of getting people together and teaching them how they can have their own family foundation,
yes,
small or large, and decide what it is that they're interested in doing in the community and helping people with that.
Yes, we are focusing on children and their needs in our community.
You know, I was thinking about this. Other than watching my parents, I also watched my grandmother, my dad's mother, Maxine. She was from Reed Spring, and she grew up in the Depression. And she had the biggest heart of anyone. And she would help a neighbor. She would help an enemy. She would help anyone that she saw in need. And she always focused on children. And I think that's where my dad got the focus on children, focusing on the Boys and Girls Club and the Springfield Family Y and Girls on the Run, because he saw what it was doing for the self-esteem of those girls that had not had a chance before to set a goal and be able to achieve it.
We support the Y, Discovery Center, Isabel's House, and the Springfield School Foundation. So we see, with the interest of all of our children and now our grandchildren, those are the places that we can meet community needs.
I do think that you do have to look at what drives you. I mean,
yes,
as children and as a family, we have seen the values that you've given us and hopefully that we've given to our children. I mean, my children were dragged to the junior league just like I was. Actually, I think they'd probably say Isabel's House. They spent every Saturday over at Isabel's House. But really, you have to, whatever speaks to your own heart.
Stephanie Montgomery Stenger and her mother, Lisa Stenger. The Lisa Stenger Foundation is a supporting organization of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. This conversation continues online through the Making a Difference link at ksmu.org. Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, is produced in cooperation with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. For information, cfozarks.org. I'm Mike Smith.